You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So remember, you can send your email questions. You can be as detailed as you want. You can be vague. You can give your name or not give your name. You can even tell me when you would like to hear it read on air, and I'll do my best. My producer, Sheldon Baker, said don't guarantee anybody that you'll be able to read their question on that specific day, but I'll do my best to do that, and I'll respond. I'll reply to your email and tell you, hey, I'm going to shoot for one of these 2 days. So you can actually hear your question and hear the answer. Ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com. So next question from Claire. What are whole food supplements and why should I consider whole food supplements over traditional supplements? Okay, so let's start by let's answer the first part of that question. What are whole food supplements? And then I'll go into what are the other type, what are the, because here Claire talks about, I guess, traditional supplements. And I think I'm gonna have to make some assumptions there, what she's talking about. But so let's just first define whole food based products. And I'm going to way oversimplify this because there's really no exact definition for this. But let me use the spice turmeric. And we know that the key compound in that is called curcumin, right? If you're a company that believes more in the whole food philosophy, where you don't want to separate components out, you don't want to standardize it, you want to just give somebody some extra, you know, turmeric. So in a sense, you take the spice, you create the powder, you put it in a capsule, and you pretty much sell it. Now, there's more to it than that. They can still put the exact amount in. They can put dose in that. They can do that. But for the most part, it's not none of the key components are separated out. It's just the whole spice, oils and all, just put in there as best they can. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a certain philosophy. There are whole food-based companies out there, and they're great companies. And so that's what a whole food supplement is, okay? Now, that is in contrast to a company like Life Extension, for instance, that is more of an extraction-based company, a standardization-based company. So we recognize that the spice, turmeric, is awesome. Cook with it. That's great. But we also know from the research that the main compound in the spice that gives us the benefits to inflammation, to the brain, to the immune system, to joints, heart, all that, is curcumin. So our philosophy as an extraction-based company is to take that curcumin out of the spice and concentrate it in the capsule. So a whole food-based company is going to give you the spice. We're going to give you the curcumin. That's whole food-based versus extraction-based. It's not that one of them is right or wrong. They're just two completely different philosophies on how to deal with supplements. We kind of follow, my company, Life Extension, we kind of follow more that medical process where we're going to concentrate the key compound. We're going to standardize it. We're going to make sure that there's 400 milligrams of curcumin versus just the spice. And that's just how we approach it. So that's whole food versus extraction. Why should I consider these supplements over traditional ones? I don't think you should. I don't think you should try to say whole food versus extraction. Personally, I think extraction is best. That's my opinion. But for the consumer, I think it's really just what you want. There are some people who really believe in that whole food-based product because they believe that there's this essence of the food that's there in the capsule that you don't get in an extraction or a standardization. And that's fine. I'm not going to argue that. It's really a preference thing. Okay, so why should I consider these supplements over traditional? I don't think you have to consider them over traditional ones, assuming you mean by traditional, you mean the standardized ones, the extraction ones. They're both good products. The turmeric product is good. The curcumin product is good. You're going to get benefits from both of them. The curcumin one, like the one we produce at Life Extension, might give you more specific health benefits to, say, inflammation or the brain or something. But the turmeric one is good for you. It's a nice whole food-based, spice-based product. Awesome. Take it. Hopefully that helps. Next question. Why are some of my medical doctors adverse to my supplement intake? And what can I do to help educate my healthcare team to the benefits of supplements? And I wanted to answer these questions knowing that I just had a really good friend of mine on, Julia Shopnick. She's she wrote a book about honest medicine. She does a lot in patient advocacy. So I thought this would be a good day to cover these questions. Why are some of my doctors adverse to supplement intake? I think it really goes back to the fact that most doctors, maybe 20 years ago, most doctors believed that supplements were not tested or regulated. I think that's where most of the negativity comes from. Now, that's changing, right? Just go to PubMed.com. That's the site I always use for my research. My listeners know that. I mean, type in pomegranate. Type in fish oil. I mean, you'll see all kinds of studies. So, but there was a time when a lot of your middle-aged to older doctors who are practicing right now, there was this idea that supplements were not regulated or tested, and they've carried that on in their practice. They've carried that with them through the years. And so when you tell them, I want to take pomegranate because I hear it's good for the heart, they just, there's no research. There's no proof. It's not even tested. How do you know it's high quality? I mean, they just, it's those same questions that keep coming up. So what you need to know as a consumer, as a listener, is that that's not true. There's tons of research every year on supplements, from multivitamins to antioxidants to plant-based extracts to spices to essential oils. At Life Extension, we've done like $150 million in 12 years. I mean, there's research out there, both in the lab and both in humans, in clinical research. So, and we are regulated. I just did a whole section on DSHEA, the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act 1994, which outlines exactly how supplements are to be regulated. So we are regulated, and there is research support for what we do. So you go into your doctor who's against supplements. I mean, if you tell them, no, that's not true, doctor, there is research supporting these things I want to do. And the company that I'm going to buy from, it has a good track record and they produce good quality products. They have a certificate of analysis proving the label. They're GMP compliant and they follow DSHEA. And you say all that stuff. I don't know if that's going to mean anything to the doctor. You know? They have this idea that the level of quality control, the level of legislation, the amount of research is far less than that of pharmaceuticals. And that's not necessarily the case. But I don't know how you convince them of that. I don't. I think we just keep little by little doing our best for a grassroots effort. I think the most important thing I could do as a physician is start speaking to younger doctors, medical students, residents. Get them when they're young, because once a doctor starts practicing and pretty much has things set in, their way or set in their ways, it's hard to get doctors to change. It's hard to get doctors to change to a new drug. It's just human nature. So I think it comes down to the fact that there are doctors who still believe supplements are not regulated and there's no research support, and that's not true. So that's the problem. The solution is education. Listening to shows like this, Healthy Talk, other shows on Radio MD, and just really focusing maybe on the younger doctors. I think that's how we're going to get rid of these myths. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.